Okay, so be courageous. So let's start. And the start will be quite strange for you. That question you never heard in this conference before. It's any of you who do not understand Russian well? Okay. Any of you has diabetes? Okay. So, that being said, I will set the ground rules before I present myself. If you do not understand something, if you have a question, something, anything, please say it. It's only one people who say stupid things here, and this is me. Меня пожаловать в эту конференцию, в нашей сессии. Меня зовут Каталин Георгиев. Я дошел от Румынии. В году 2011 был награжден титулом Microsoft Most Valuable Professional. Прошлый год был награжден титулом Nokia Developers Champion. В нашей сессии мы будем говорить о NFC. А я ленив, что вы делаете в этой сессии. И зато мы имеем шоколадные конфекции за вас. Let's start. Как говорит, скажите, ну поехали. Окей. Let's make some order. What is NFC? This is the content. What is NFC? A question answers. What is NFC? Some ideas. I'm telling the stupid things. You can try it. It's RFID. I want to excuse myself to the people who are looking at this over the streaming. We have only one microphone now. I'm wearing it. Why RFID? Okay, but RFID it's similar but yet dissimilar. You should come to the second presentation.
It's one type of RFID.
Yes and no. It's a long discussion. For the rest of you, let's try it this way. This is NFC. What do you think? No.
Maybe, but.
Okay. This one, it's a token, not yet. Let's try this one. This one, and okay, from these five, only this one is NFC. If you are talking RFID, these look like RFID ones. And let's try it now. This one, what do you think? Maybe. Do you have a phone that supports NFC?
In the MFL, it's hard to see.
It's hard to see. What? It's a 50% error margin. So yes or no? Come on. Anyhow, you get the chocolate. You just say yes or no. That или нет?
Only after check.
Only after check. Need everything to check. Okay. Yeah, we are a tough audience. You do not want to eat chocolate. You want to be slim,
no.
Not like me. Okay, let's try to delve deeper in NFC. Now we see it. Do you use it in your application? Yes and no. Oh, no. Sorry. I gave you another one.
That's not my question.
Why do you not use it? What is yes?
The question is what is NFC because I don't know what is it and I don't understand when I.
Okay,
use it.
Your answer is as I see it. I do not use it because I don't know what it is. I want some other answers, but this is one a good one. So, let's make you fat. So, other answers to this question. I did not eat anybody today, so yes, I'm look like I'm full. Any opinion? Why do you not use NFC? Do not know what it is? Okay. Do not know how to debug it? Do not know? Do you need a special hardware to test it? Yes. No. Maybe. Okay. Let's do it this way. Let's first see. Have some definition from Microsoft and from Nokia, which means that you need to have a PhD from Cambridge in English to understand them, and to see some use cases. Some of them are really, really nice. And afterwards, we'll do an application with NFC, and I'll show you, I believe, the first here, how to debug it without. First, how we define interaction. First, we need to let's say, define how we say the interaction it's called. It's called tap and do. I take the phone. I'll have the phone during the presentation because I use it for time. And I get near to something or two phones together. This is a tap and do gesture. So let's go to a big definition. You are right. It's in the same area as RFID. It's a wireless technology that enables us to do something. In this is between, let's say, a dead device like this one. All of these are industrial NFC tags. And they can be bought in 1 million batches. 1 million. Yes, I know the number. I do not know who come with the idea. Two electronic devices knowing NFC can communicate. A card, let's say any card could be enabled to work with NFC, also in your metro. I do not know exact technology, but it works similar to NFC. You can do it, and it's cheaper. The first use case, you see up there a use case. Which is that use case? Come on, guys, it's your presentation. I do not have the voice. You see, not here, there. It said the use case. I can use it for what? For? No, I said something, it's one use case there. In the last two rows. No, it's on the slide. It's the most common and the use case that I'm really in love with. Come on, it's the last two rows. Let's try it this way. It works like a charm. So who's gonna take the chocolate? What is the scenario from this slide? One of the common scenarios. All Nokia devices know this, and it works like a charm. You do not need to input all the information you need before. You just tap and do. And you have... Yes, you need more chocolate. Yes, a Bluetooth pairing scenario. It's really improved the user experience in the Bluetooth pairing. You just get two stuff together, and you'll do all the pairing without doing anything. And also, it's still secure. It's 100% secure. As before. Before you need that, you have the 000 password and stuff like this. You do not agree. What's in your mind?
Because it's technically possible to create some returns later for such devices and pair it. We can pair with some other devices with this returns later on long distance, not on the other.
This is not, and it's not technology that works on long distance.
Yeah, but you can create a device which can connect nearly, but translate signal to any distance.
Why? Here I have a scenario for small distance because I do not want to pair with his Bluetooth. Because you'll hear my rambling now. You want to connect with your Bluetooth, or your Bluetooth, not with somebody else's Bluetooth. Okay, let's try to push it. So.
You can have your headset to others' phone, for example.
Yes, you just tap and do. Yeah. You do not need to input anything.
And it's not safe.
It's safe. Because here you have all the parameters. If you had them together, you can pair them. So, about RFID. It's a standardized RAT technology, similar like RFID. It works on short distances, 4 centimeters. This is a difference between some of RFIDs. You should come to the second presentation. We are doing face-to-face. Work to longer distances and work to different frequency spectrum. Here I won't ask what is the criteria to pick the spectrum, because on there is a criteria. Are three operating modes, which are, come on guys, it's up there. Guys, what are the operating modes? Okay, you got it. So we have reader, writer, peer-to-peer, and card emulation. It's quite simple. Let's see, again, NFC use cases. Again, we move to Bluetooth pairing, but we can send messages between devices. And what they're saying here, which is important, is that I can have custom messages, which it's an URL, a V card, an information card. On this one, there are my information card, for example. And this one, it's some, let's say, the Nokia site. You can put everything on that, but you must follow a message type. The application to understand something must know that message type. And there are several predefined. Also, you can launch an application. You can do, let's say, sky is the limit. Okay, again, tap to pair. This is the most common scenario they talk. It's a huge step forward. It's a custom message which is it's working with Bluetooth to enable you to pair with a device. The second one, somebody talked about there about advertising. This is this, tap to pay, authenticate, redeem. So I can pay, I can redeem, that means advertising, I can get custom points and stuff like this. And this is the recap. So I can connect devices. I can exchange digital objects. I can get content. But what I need to think about? The crux of this problem is short messages on short distances. Краткое сообщение на краткое расстояние. This technology is not good for sending Anna Karenina or War and Peace over to somebody. But to send a link to the book, it's okay. Also, it's not okay to send it to the other room. It's, let's say, short messages, short distances. Маленький message. Okay. So, I still have a lot of chocolate. What do you think? To develop this kind of application, I need the whole hardware? Again, yes, no, maybe.
Yes,
okay, I do not like, because otherwise if you need the whole hardware, I am coming here from nothing. I do not have what to show you. Yes, I have the hardware, but we all go and see, look what you're doing on the phone. Yes, it's nice. And now, you do not believe it. Yes. Okay. The emulator support NFC. What do you think? Okay, you are right. But still, what I'm doing here, because the emulator does not support this. And still, I will show you how all this stuff is working.
You have a device with NFC?
Yes, I have a device with NFC, but won't use it. So, okay. Now I build up the suspense. And should I look at time? Because now we'll change the screen. We'll go to, we'll duplicate my machine, and this will flicker a bit. And we'll do an application. Let's see. Okay, you do not need to see this, and also this. Okay, I've stopped the presentation altogether. So let's go from the all the stuff. I do not find my buttons, but if you are here, we can do it still. I'm doing stupid things. Okay, it's good enough. So we'll go to desktop and I'll start my Visual Studio. So, for the purpose of this demo, we'll create a Windows Phone Silverlight application. There are some differences to the Windows Store, not relevant and not connected with the NFC topics. But because I suppose that you are much more familiar with how it works, a Silverlight application, we'll do this one. It's still an 8.8.1 application. So, well, we'll start a new project. Oh, I was hearing people wanting something. And okay, I'll go to the recent templates. So I'm getting lost into this. Okay. We'll do it the hard way. I believe that I made a mistake, a big one. And you know what it is. 2012. Yes, 2012. Yeah, it supports, maybe. But I've started the wrong Visual Studio. We'll kill this one. So, close this window. So this one looks much more familiar. So this is one, we'll do it on the desktop. And this will say 8.1. I have already started the emulator. In the last iteration, it takes quite a lot to start. So this is why I've started beforehand. And I suppose that, we'll change it. This, I believe that this one it is, and we'll start it. This will take, again, some time. And we'll take the time. Вопрос, yes? Up to now. No. You are like in a box match. You are knockout. I need to number you. Okay. So this has started. And now comes the trick. How do we really debug this stuff? If you are going to MSDN, you'll discover that exists a tool called Proximity Tapper. I will show you here. This is the page from Cortex. And you download this tool, and you start it. And I want to show you how it starts. I do not know why the messenger is still working. Because you'll get a lot of errors, something like this. Do not despair. This is how it starts. And now, let's see. we have the, we'll start it without, we'll close the application because this is an 8.1 application. The back button won't work, as far as I know. So we have the emulator doing nothing. What we need to do? We need to just to select it and tap selected device and remain connected. And now, even that we do not have any application, the operating systems knows several message types. So let's send him a URL. Do you have any preferences? What URLs should we send him? I suppose that you see the... Any idea what URL should we send him? Come on, guys, this is a great question. You do not have any ideas. OK, let's put Google, because you already have Bing. So let's see what happened on the... You see, I have received content. And these are from the browser. And I go to the browser. This is a common interaction that you can do it, let's say, for your product, for your business card, for whatever, for your company. You just come and click your phone and you go to a link. And this is automatically in the operating system. You do not need to bother. And you see how you can debug it. This works like a charm. OK, so how will do the application? This will be very complex work. So we go to MSDN. It's all the old, let's say, Windows proximity for Windows Phone, whatever. It's still Windows 8, but it's the same stuff. And because we are good programmers, let's see. Let's send a message. No, let's receive first a message. To receive a message, OK, we'll get all this, because we are programmers. And if you do not believe me, at the end, I believe that they say something about proximity tapper. Yes, they say texting proximity. But you are right, the emulator by itself does not support NFC. But with, yes, you're happy. He's seeing stuff. OK. So I have an important question for you. What do you think about the NFC hardware? More application can use it, or it's something like a barcode scanner. Only just one makes sense, and it's able to use it. What do you think? Not you, because you're getting fat. Some other guys. You guys, you're saying nothing. You can try it in Russian. I cannot, because it will be a war crime or something. So, what do you think?
It's actually might be used by different applications.
Yes. Okay. Yes, can be used by different application. For this one, I do not need a complex client model of accessing the application. This is something, a hardware part that can be and should be used by more stuff. There are some, let's say, I said, barcode scanners that can and must be used only by one application. So let's get this code here. Okay, we need a button. We need something. So we need a text box to see what we have received. And here you have it. And we'll go to node document outline solution, main page stuff. And we'll get the code here. This code, I suppose that it makes sense to have it here. This will work very simple. Resolve, this will be resolve. Okay. We will change. This message type, it's our message type. We'll say MVP open day Moscow. Yeah, do you see the writing? Should I make the font bigger? It's okay?
Bigger, please.
Okay. 100%, 150. Bigger? It's okay. And this will copy. Okay, we have written all the code and the first. Now we'll have on the debug stuff. A question for you. And this one is, it's a pretty important. Do you think that the application will run or will crash? Работает или нет?
I think no.
Okay.
It's unknown type for.
You are right that no. But why not? Because let's try it. And it crashed. System unauthorized exception. It's not an unknown type. Because how to say, in NFC world, I can have any type. If my application does not know it, it will ignore it. Here is something else. I do not put the capability of proximity in the application manifest. So I should do this if I. So properties, application manifest. So capabilities, either cap proximity. On the Windows Store app application, there are fewer capabilities that are grouped, but still you have a proximity one. And now it will start. But I'm not satisfied. I want to get the information that I receive into my text box. How I do that? Who will do the code? Because nobody has scribbled on this paper. I have, let's say, my text box dot text equal message. I did subscribe. Okay, now all this started. And we'll stop the debug and we'll look on the code. Shift F5. So first, line, I get the default device. And then I subscribe to the message. And I have the event when I receive the message below. So I did the subscription. But my stuff was, let's see, how did I name the text box, if it has a name. And to remove the text. Let's use it. This one. So this you have seen, or should I do it bigger? I did not did that much stuff down there. So I just put this name. If you go here, I want to have the message in my text box. So my. It should be something like text. Let's get this one. This will work. Would you bet all your life on it? Why?
Because there are another thread.
For this, you deserve two chocolates.
You need to use special rule.
Yes. Okay, so let's get it to all the people. An application for Windows Phone has an UE thread and some other threads. This message comes on another thread, and I must do a begin invoke to write on the UE thread. And this is the same stuff on the Windows Phone and Windows Store application, but the namespaces are different. This is the only difference between a universal app. because I use different namespaces. But if you do not believe me, let's try it. I have this one. My question, how are we going to try all this? You look at me like, guys, how? Yes, message type. What message type? This one. I do not know the transliteration in Russian. Privet or something. And let's see it. It crashed. So you are right. So let's fix it. And I will go to the presentation and take it from there. From here, because I have the code snippet. This is a, here I need something like this. I also use a message box. It's the same stuff. But for a message box, I need. And as you see, the text has some decorations, I'm afraid. So it has between each character some zero characters. But this you'll see it first time when you try to use it. So, I suppose that this wheel should work. But maybe now it's not nice coding, but so we see how what I have done here. I'm connected to another thread. It's not the proper English, but you understand. I'm writing in the UE thread, and I'm calling a message box. And also, I'm writing in my text box. And let's see if all the stuff is working. Maybe I'm worse programmer than I think. So let's go back. Because I'm a very lazy guy, this is what you really get. This is the message box. And you have the message. Now, the question, how do you send stuff? Where do I go to send stuff? Guys, I'm looking at you. I have a lot of chocolate. I'm paying for the pound on the plate. where I go to find out the code to sending? I have already opened the page. Where would Microsoft would like you to go if you need information besides Stack Overflow? I give up. It's MSDN. So let's do a button that will send this message. Still we have time, which is to my great amazement. So here we'll do very heavy coding. And when I do this this presentation for students, I usually sit there and say, go put a button, go put that code, and we'll discuss it later. where is button? Button, button, button. Okay, let's say button. Let's say send. Okay. And now make a handler for it. What do you think that I need to know here? If I want, yes, if I want to send a message, what two things I need to know? Okay, let's try to help you. Imagine that NFC message types and all the stuff is like file association in Windows. You won't get an exception if it's no application that can open the file. But it's one application who knows it will start something. So what two things I must know when I writing a message? One and two. One, it's
the message itself.
Proximity, yes.
Proximity device.
Yes, proximity. But no, I have proximity device. I obtain it. I do a get default. I got it. I need to know the message. But if I have the message, who will open the message?
We don't know when to send the message.
When I click the button.
If we don't have an answer device.
It's no problem. I've sent it.
Message type, man.
Yes! You're gonna do the presentation, you know your stuff. Yes, I need to know the message type, because if I know the message, yes, I know the message, but who listened to it? I said, think of it as Windows File Association. If I have a file without an extension, who will open it? If I have a TXT extension, it's almost sure Notepad. So essentially, I must say, look, this is something that you should know. So let's get the code. Oh, it's a hard presentation. Finding exists a protocol for finding, but we do not have the time to dwell into it. But still, if you send something in the ether and nobody answers, it's okay. Sometimes, it's no exception, it's nothing. So, connection, start looking for the receive, send. So essentially, you need a proximity device, which is true. And let's drop the code here. So if I have NFC, and you know the device, the null stuff does not cover the missing capabilities. And bear in mind that you can require capabilities, your application, on devices that do not support NFC can be prohibited from installing if you really need it, if it's core functionality. So, it's pretty simple, but here we are not doing the right stuff. What is missing? We do not using our message type, because we want our application to receive it. So let's use our message type, and let's put hello Moscow. Okay, great bit of coding. All right. Let's see, how are we gonna test this? Any ideas? Because here I have something that sent me a message and I expect somebody to read it. The proximity tapper, you do not read messages. Yes, you can. Oh, everything you can do with device and a tag. And with $5 million, you can do everything. But I'm short of change today, so let's try to do somehow different. I would say that we need to run this application twice. Do you agree with me? You two guys. Yeah, wants to receive. Can I open an emulator twice? Let's see. Let's first start it. I have one. Okay. But if I try to do again, it won't work. Let's try a small trick. What trick should I try? You are coming tomorrow to my presentation. I'm doing a presentation about the emulator, and I'm covering also this topic. But it's not the answer. And if you want to know why it's not the answer, ask Luka Manojlovic. He will tell you in detail why it's not the answer. And it, as far as I know, it's an internal decision of Microsoft, but you never heard me. Somebody said that it's not good to do this. You cannot do it. So how do I do it? Come on, guys. Okay, I'm giving up. We'll start an emulator in another resolution, let's say. And we'll run application on both of them. This will take some bit. So again, вопрос есть? Нет. Ви спасти сад. This will take a bit until it starts. So to elaborate on the stuff with the virtual machine, these are virtual Hyper-V virtual machines. You cannot run a guest Hyper-V inside the Hyper-V guest. I do not know that it's a technical limitation, but by itself. It should work, but I believe that there are huge licensing problems. So they said no. It's not a scenario that we want to support now. But you cannot do it. This is the only way to do it. You start in different resolutions. And we'll take a bit. Even the machine, it's pretty, let's say, powerful. Okay, because I do not have voice. How many of you are Windows? I have done a Windows Phone application. Okay, it's good. Let's say I never published one, but this is because our customer, our corporation, and what they said, the public store. Yes, we wanted, but not the public store, so and did not publish any application. So it's still starting. So let's go again with question. But the question should be from you. What do you want to hear about this topic? Come on, guys. This isn't. What do you want to hear? You can say it in Russian. Do you hear what you want to hear?
How to get low-level access to NFC
model. In Windows Phone, never.
The main question.
Why do you want it?
To read some devices with not NDF.
You can define your message type. And when it started this, we can look, do not lose time. We are still in time. We can look at the message types. These are the common message types. Binary data, Windows URI, do you see? Images. I write tag, it's a message type. So, and you can define almost anything. And it should be NDF. And also these are all. It will tell you if they are not in this format. So essentially, if you are doing, you're doing for very small audience. And let's see if that crazy emulator is still starting. Okay, not to lose time, I'll try on this one to start the application. Do you suppose that it's still working here? It will still work. It's with this. Okay. Okay, until it's working. I should start from this slide. I gave up. Okay. So this was the strange code stuff. If you want to do a Windows Store application, the new one, the Universal Apps, there are different namespaces doing the same stuff. So bear this in mind. Do not yell, look what stupid things. I got a presentation in Moscow. It's a totally, utterly lost of time. Not, I don't even get a chocolate. So yes, you remember it's another thread. You need to look on the MSDN, not to say Stack Overflow, for the right namespaces. So These are the tools. In MSDN, you find almost all the scenarios. Bear in mind that the code, it's not production ready, it's demo ready. So essentially, you need to do a few checks and stuff like this. And proximity tapper, who's saving your life. But again, when it starts, has a lot of exception, and we'll do it. It's still starting. OK, you are still dying. And we'll start another one. I don't know. This one is too big, it seems. And let's go back to the presentation. So still, until it's starting. Now it's your chance to ask everything. I won't come tomorrow in Moscow to do consultancy, free consultancy for you. Again, what is that in the corner? That colored one. Yes, it's no longer supported. It's phased out, but it's a great technology, and it's still working. Yes, it's Microsoft Tag. And we should see if this is still. We have, let's hope that the demo gods will be with us. So I see two devices, but I do not see. Ah, yes, it started. It seems it started. What? OK. How will we stay with the time? How many minutes do we have? Oh, we have time. OK, now we have two applications started. How we go around it? Where do we start? Let's get another concept from NFC. They need to. Okay, if I put the text won't work because I have put it hard coded. So, but. Let's see, if I do send, nothing. If I do here send, nothing. If I go here and do, let's say, this one, I've seen it here and just. But if we look into the log, what do you see? That one, I cannot do it better. You see, somebody tried to send something, but nobody was listening.
There are no too close distance.
Yes, we need to make them, put them together. And what we're going to do in here, the colors kill me. I need to tap selected devices and remain connect. So I need to connect them together. And you see, they are now connected together. And now if I do this, let's have him. And now, because this one, when he got connected into proximity tapper, received the former message, the one that was broadcast. And now, also this message got here. But now that we have the emulators, I do not know which one are. We can do the stuff, and we also have time to send here the text. And let's have it, my text box dot text. And let's first start it here. And we'll stop the debugging. And today hardware it's still resisting. Now you see how can you play with it. I will talk afterwards, since we have time. Just start talking about another scenario, which is, let's say, a bit complex to demo in that short time. About how do I launch an application, like I started Internet Explorer. Because in this case, this works, let's say. If I close the application, I will receive the messages. I did not hear you. If I close the application, I will receive the messages. We can try. We have all the time in the world and a couple of minutes more. Okay, so here should go to P. Louder, please. Santa Claus does not exist. It would be nice. But also, it's a harder problem. It's because if you will read all the messages, you'll get swamp. It's not that simple. Let's try. So, Moscow, and let's see. Here we have receive it. And you see that the text had moved. And now even this would work. And now we can try. If I close this application, and I hope that now it's closed. You see, nothing happens. So another takeaway. Keep in mind that this simple stuff works as long as the application works. To have the behavior like you have, let's show you again with the proximity tapper. Let's send to this one. Okay, this one, sender URL. Again, the Bing. To have this kind of behavior, you must look in some other place. So this is, okay, I have here the link someplace. I will start. The best resource here is from developer Nokia. Even if you are not, into the development of Windows Phone, on developer Nokia are a lot interesting resources. just for the hobbyist. And here you have explain how we can do it. It's a binary message. A binary message, I do not know how you can test it with proximity tapper. I've tried, not yet succeeded, using the facility to send the file. I do not know yet how to do it. Maybe I will take the source code of proximity tapper and modify it. So using this one, send the file, and there put the binary payload, and the binary payload would open the application. Are you even clear with this issue? So, and when the application are closed, it's no, they don't receive messages. If you want to do this, you must implement a special protocol. And the best resource is from Nokia. So, I will put the presentation, I will put all the links that I've used here. There are not that many. I said, bear in mind, the source code from Microsoft, it's MSDN, it's good for demos. You need to do it production ready to do all the checks. Because anyhow, an application that crash, nobody likes it. Also, tags are pretty inexpensive. You can use it to a lot of scenarios. I hope that I convince you to try it, at least as a novelty. And to reduce expenses in business cards. You can show something like this, tap it, and you have my contact. Вопрос. Again. Опять.
what's the max size of message you can send?
Around 256 characters. I don't suppose it's a technical limitation. It's a protocol, at the end of the day, protocol usability limitation. How I said, it's short messages. If you want to send Anna Karenina, it's not a good idea. If you think about Tolstoy, not even Mayakovsky poetry, it's not good to send. Short messages. If you have, let's say, here you have my contact, but how it is? It's from Microsoft Tag. I had an URL shortened. It's 25 characters. And from here, when you tap, and you get all my contact info that I want to make public. So essentially, it's short data. Short data, short distances. Коротко, маленькі месажі на маленькі розстояні. Last year.
When you create an application, you should exactly know the limitations to check it before send, before trying to send.
No.
Yeah.
Anyhow, it's common sense. It's common sense. If you're going in hundreds of characters, you're doing it wrong. Really doing it wrong. It's not the right technology. Yes, you can do it. How they say the Americans? They are able to put a man on the moon and an imbecile on the White House. You can do it, but why? This is short, for something short. Something short to open your... No. And I would say it's easy. You can start developing right now. You can do really something that can help you your work. In our case, we have done, an archive stuff using this. And it was a game. And we were trying to push to the customers, but our problem is delivery of this stuff. How said, our suppliers now, they give us batches of millions, and they do not give smaller batches. They are Romanians, they don't know how to do business. And we cannot sell 1 million of this kind. So, other questions? You guys have nothing to say. If there are no other questions, since our time is almost up, спасибо. And after the lunch, I have again dessert. And thank you.